Earth, Wind and Fire, after the love has gone on Sunshine, 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's time for this.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine, 106.8.
Ed is back in studio, and Ed has a special guest with him this week.
Buongiorno, Robbie. Yes, indeed. I'm delighted to welcome Flavio Zabagusta, who's the head of the Italian Tourist Board for Ireland and the UK. A gentleman I've known for many years. Flavio, you're here in Ireland for Italian Cuisine Week.
I am indeed. Buongiorno, Ed. Buongiorno, everyone. I'm here. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be held next week, every third week of November every year. We do this Italian International Cuisine Week all over the world, not only in Ireland, of course.
And what is planned for people now if they want to participate, Flavio? What's planned for the week? Pasta and pizza all over the place, is it?
Not only, yes, of course. I mean, those are our forte, pasta and pizza, but of course Italy, as you know, it's not only pasta and pizza. We have loads of other delicious food and from all over Italy, from all regions, so you can't go wrong in Italy in any regions you go. We organized an event together with the Italian Embassy and the Italian Chamber of Commerce here in Dublin. We invited press and media for travel and tourism, as well as some operators, to celebrate together with an Italian Michelin star chef, Carlo Cracco, who is coming especially to Dublin for this occasion.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to meeting Carlo. Now, is he like the Jamie Oliver?
He's
Italian. He's on television, he writes books, he's prolific. I was looking at some of his work. He's incredible food that he produces.
Yes, he is. He's also famous because he's quite often on TV in Italy as well as abroad. In Italy, he used to be the judge on MasterChef Italia as well as other programs. So, but he's very well known as he's a Michelin star, and he's got restaurants in Italy as well, Michelin stars, of course.
Fantastic. Now, we're coming into the ski season, of course, and one of my favorite places to go skiing is Italy. I'm planning to go to Alta Badia up in the Sella Ronda. The value seems to be very good again. The snow seems to be back. But for this year, you have a big season planned ahead for people. That a lot of people have gone back to skiing again now.
Yes, indeed. A lot of people finally are coming back after, of course, we had these 2-3 years of a bit low tourism for obvious reasons. We know the pandemic. So finally, we are back to normal. Actually, we exceeded our numbers, so it's going to be a record year, we expect, fingers crossed. Yeah,
and of course Italy is very popular with Irish travellers, right? So I mean, the numbers are very good, aren't they, in terms of Irish people visiting Italy now?
Yes, exactly. In 2023, we again, I mean, the whole year it hasn't finished yet, but we are predicting to be 10% more than last year, which was nearly as many as in 2019. Of course, 2019 for us is
yeah,
the
and
more
how many was
COVID.
That?
It was just over 500,000 then. So
wow.
We are over 500,000 hopefully this year as well. So just a little bit more than 2019. So we are back on track.
Yeah, of course, Italy, Robbie, I mean, has, I always say, Italy is not enough for one life, right? Is that right, Flavio?
You have
the sun,
right,
the skiing,
yeah,
the music, the Verona Opera, I always try to get every year. You're blessed.
Big events, talking about skiing, big events. I mean, we are going to promote a lot now mountains and skiing, because in 2026 in Italy will be held the Winter Olympic Games. So in Milan,
I must start practicing, Robbie.
Mostly focused on mountain and skiing.
Brilliant, brilliant. That's fantastic. So the Italian Ski Week then the Italian Cuisine Week is really just all over Dublin, and people can just get all the special kind of, they're doing all different kind of traditional local foods.
That's correct. Not all restaurants. I mean, some the participant restaurants then they can find next week or dedicated to the Italian cuisine. Exactly.
Brilliant. And is there a special website for that, Flavio, or do they just Google? They just can Google Italian Cuisine
Exactly,
Week.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Robbie, I just wanted to mention as well, Black Friday is coming up, of course, and we were looking at some deals. Rome and Ryanair, Aer Lingus, all the airlines are going to have great deals, but I just wanted to mention it next week.
Yeah.
We're going to be covering it, but there's going to be some great ski deals as well.
it must feel good to be promoting one of the great cuisines of the world. And when you consider that, like in Ireland, to cook a dinner is like almost like a chore. But for Italians, cooking is part of life, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's part of growing
pleasure.
Up.
Yeah, exactly. Italian, I'm always told by my friends, not Italian friends, that if we don't eat, we talk about food.
Yeah, but it is true.
We exchange recipes, and it's our food. So for us, it's not a chore. It's something. It's a pleasure. Yeah, exactly.
And also, of course, the wines. You know,
we can't forget wines,
you've got loads of lovely wines planned as well,
and but beer as well. Why not? I know we are in Ireland, and we can't compete
no,
with you.
No, you do
but
very good. Yeah, beer and Moretti, of course.
Exactly.
Don't tell
Peroni,
leading stuff. Every region has its own.
Every region, exactly. So. As I told you, I mean, no matter what region you go to, you're going to eat well anyway. So Puglia, yeah, famous, of course, orecchiette, but the fish, of course, surrounded by the sea, that's seafood and fish are their main dishes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So you get the sights of beautiful Italy and the tastes as well.
Your website as well is really good, right? What is it? Italia.it?
Please go there now. It's really, really complete. Italia.it. It's in English as well, of course. And you find
Brilliant.
Itineraries and regions and all the information you need, and food as well. Of course. And shopping for Black Friday.
Oh,
why
yeah.
Not?
You
go
love
to
the
Milan
shopping.
And,
I know. Italians wear their mortgage on their sleeve,
yeah.
Don't they?
So Black Friday, a good excuse to go to some shopping in Milan or some other
brilliant.
City.
Tante grazie.
Ciao.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.